Great. Well, welcome everybody. This is our first, what I call PM101. So if you hear me using codes, PM101 refers to promote recreation. And this is our first of two conference calls for this learning event. And I'd like to acknowledge that I am hosting this call from the traditional territory of the Kwanlin Dun First Nation and Ton Squashing Council, which is in Whitehorse. We will do a round of introductions in just a moment so that you know and you can imagine where everybody else is from. So we've talked about using the chat room. You can use the one either on the computer program or the one in the learning event. And when I have questions or points, I'll pop them in there. As some of you might know, when we run the conference calls, and for those of you who are new to our conference calls, I kind of imagine this big, huge circle of us, and we're going from pretty far, from myself over in Whitehorse to Kuminauchik up in Iqaluit, and then we've got Nikki joining us from Flin Flon in Manitoba, and then we've got people all in between. So we've got this really cool geographic circle around Canada. So when you join the call, sometimes I create different circles. And I'll always let you know what order we're going to talk in just so that we can mute when we're not talking and then hopefully we don't get the background noise. The other thing for me that's really important to note about the conference calls is that I believe listening is just as important as sharing. So if you're in a space where you feel like you are learning better from listening at that point in time and you want to hear what other people have to say, you can totally say pass. You don't need to answer a question. I don't want you to feel like you're put on the spot or anything like that. We also have a chat, so if you feel like you want to think about it and type something in the chat and that's easier for you, you can put it in the chat and then I'll share it with everybody as well. So lots of different ways to participate, and I think that that is important because we all learn in different ways. So PM101 is the first learning event in our advanced learning event series, and these lead towards a certificate in Northern Recreation Management. And some of you will have already done your leadership certificate, some of you are working on it, and some of you have jumped right into the management certificate. And that's the other thing with our training, is it's really flexible, it's designed to meet your needs where you're at and be appropriate to your background and your community. So there's no standards or anything like that that you have to meet. The main standard for me is that you participate, you engage, and you need to complete what I call the RLAs, or required learning activities. And those are the things that I sort of check off, and then that gives you credit as you move towards your certificate. So for our first learning event, PM101, Promote Recreation, we're going to look at some basic concepts, practices, and tools for what we do around promoting recreation. And in the field of recreation, we often use promotional strategies to influence healthy lifestyle behaviors and to increase participation in our programs. So we'll look at the fact that promotional activities can serve many different purposes. We're going to look at some current promotional strategies within the parks and rec sector, and hopefully you guys might introduce some from your territory or province. And then we're going to think through a basic approach to how you do promotions that might help you with the way that you approach it in your community. So let's start off with a round of introductions. Usually in the conference calls, I do begin with introductions, and then we go through some content and discuss some of the questions that are usually on one of the presentation slides. So for the introductions, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a couple of people that have been with us before on the chat, so I'm going to go in reverse order that you joined the call. So our first circle order will start with Deanne, and then we'll go to Juliana, then Igor, Kuminauchik, Nisha, Nikki, and Raquel. And then halfway through the call, I'll reverse the order so you don't feel like you're put on the spot. So for introductions, when I have a question for you, I'm going to pop it in both the chats so you can see what I'm asking you to do for your introduction. So I'd like you to tell me your name, role, and your community. And if you think somebody might not know where your community is, tell us your territory or province too. And then share, if you can think of one, a benefit of recreation that motivates you or others in your community to sort of act, like maybe change a behavior, like become more active, maybe participate in a program. And Deanne, I'll give you a second to think about that by answering the question first and introducing myself. And I think Nathan, you just joined, right?
Yeah, Nathan here. Sorry I'm late. I couldn't, running around to planning an event.
Totally okay. You just jumped in at the right time. We're doing introductions. So I'll put you at the end of our circle so you can listen to everybody else first. Okay, so I'll turn us off, and then we're going to go to Deanne, Juliana, and Igor, and each time I'll call you a couple of people out so you can kind of get used to the order of our circle today, because it might not follow exactly what you see on your screen. So I'm Caroline Sparks. I'm the Recreation North Learning Consultant and also trainer, and I live in Whitehorson in Yukon, and I've been in the North for almost 35 years now. More than half my life, that will tell you how old I am. and one of the things that, one of the benefits that really motivates me to take part in recreation is the stress reduction. I just love being outside. I got trees all around my house, which my husband was fire smarting this summer. And I love being active outdoors. So I really find that the promotional things that have pictures of nature and stuff like that, I really like, I respond to those. So if you can take about 10 to 15 seconds to introduce yourself, that would be great. Let's start with Deanne and then go to Juliana and then Igor.
Hey everyone, can you hear me? My name is Gyan. My full name is Gyanen Hussain. I work at the Squash Yukon, which is territory up Yukon in Whitehorse. I'm working in Squash Yukon for past 2.5 years, I would say. One of the recreation programs I want to work on is to work with the First Nation kids from the Ross River. And we do some programming at the Faro. So get the Ross River kids from that particular area to bring them to the squash court or bring to the physical literacy to teach them some racket sports, squash, tennis, badminton, table tennis, and pickleball. So that's the project I'm working on, and I'll be, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks for introducing yourself. Juliana, over to you.
Hi everyone, my name is Juliana Fialo and I work for the Municipality of Cambridge Bay in Nunavut. I help with the design and delivery of cultural and recreational programs for the community. And I do believe that the recreations are good to bring people together. And usually at our coming it over good laughs and snacks, better way to keep people engaged and connecting to one each other.
So getting together and having a social time is one of the things that sort of encourages people to participate in recreation in your community.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Juliana. Over to you.
Can you hear me, right? So, hi, everyone. My name is Igor, and I live in Chulita, which is in Northwest Territories. And I'm a recreation director here, and I took over that position recently, actually around 1 month ago. And so far, I'm enjoying my new position. I hope that it will stay like that. And the benefit of recreation, I would say, as Caroline mentioned, stress motivation is one of them, in my opinion. Greater participation and change in behavior, because what I believe is that unite community is a stronger community. So every time I try to dedicate my knowledge and my time to unite our community. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. So bringing people together again, like a really important benefit, right? Especially when communities, you know, when we came through the pandemic and people feel isolated. So thanks, Igor. So we're going to go next to Kumanopic and then to Nisa, then to Nikki, then to Raquel, then to Nathan. So Kumanopic, if you'd like to introduce yourself, and I just wanted to say it took me a little while to learn how to say your name. So if I've forgotten how to say it properly, please correct me.
You said it perfectly. Hello, my name. Good afternoon. My name is Kumanga Piangmatya, and I am the new acting director for the municipality of Iglulik since 2 weeks ago. And the things I do is
I think I just lost you there. Is there a benefit of recreation in your community that helps people, encourages people to participate? Is it getting together? Is it being physically active? Is it doing cultural activities? Yeah, I think we, sometimes this happens, especially with the phone lines and computers and everything. So, Kumanopic, if you wanted to pop in the chat, I can add anything else you wanted to add to that. So we'll go to Nisa, Nikki, Raquel, and then Nathan. So over to you, Nisa, to introduce yourself and share a benefit, one benefit of recreation that motivates you or others in your community to act or participate.
Hi everyone, my name is Misha Witkoff. I am the new rec director for the village of Carmax, which is also in the Yukon. But I like to say that I am living and working and playing on the territories of Little Sam and Carmax. I think that recreation here, I'm starting to fall in love with the recreation world. I think what motivates me in this position is there's just so many interesting things. It's just so inclusive of what you can be doing in recreation. And I think that really falls through to the community here where you can put on an event and that's recreation, or you can get on a land and that's recreation. And it's just really exciting. Everybody's ideas that they want to do and they're like actually make it happen. So yeah, that's me.
That's great. So just pulling together all those ideas and figuring out how to promote them in a way that really excites people. That's great. Thanks, Nisha. Over to you, Nikki.
Name's Nikki. I'm the recreation coordinator for the city of Flint Fawn, another really secluded northern community. There's not, I think that's why what drove me to it. There's not much to do here, especially after lockdown. People are just, they want to get together, but no one wants to plan anything. So that's where recreation really helps out. And for me, myself, I love it because it pulls me out of my comfort zone. I don't really like getting out there. I can see my face going red talking. I don't like public speaking at all. But it's really helping me get outside of my comfort zone, and I really like it here because it's, like many others, it brings people together, it's the networking with other groups and getting, throwing ideas around together and seeing what we can do for the community, for especially the kids, giving stuff for the kids. Like, I really love the children activities and promoting, like, healthy, cultural, all the good things.
That sounds great. Well, I'm so glad you could join us, and it's really fascinating to hear differences from our communities, but also some of those similarities. So it'll be great to hear what recreation looks like in Flin Flon, and for us to take that information and compare it to like Iglulik and Carmax and things like that, and some of the ideas that we can share, even though our communities are different, are really helpful. So. Thanks so much, Nikki. Over to you, Raquel, and then we'll go to Nathan.
My name is Raquel. I am the executive director of Elder Active Recreation Association, which is in Whitehorse. And we work with seniors and we organize activities of recreation and sports. And it's great because we bring people together, we take them out to enjoy the beautiful outdoors, mountains and everything. And I think recreation is very important because apart from bringing people together, it makes individuals feel healthy and happy and active.
Yeah. I like that, healthy, happy, and active. And I tell you, if there's one field you have to work in, recreation can be a lot of work, but at least you're working with people that are usually happy. They think it's not like working in other systems where, or other fields where people are mad or they're upset or like the motor vehicle branch or things like that. So thanks for pointing that out. Okay, Nathan, over to you. I know it's lunchtime for you too, but if you could tell us your name, your community, and one benefit of recreation that motivates people in your community to jump in and participate. And you might need to unmute, I think, if your phone's muted. Okay, Nathan, if you have to step out for a minute, just jump in when you're back, and we'll keep rolling because I don't, unless I don't see you unmuting your phone. So I can see when you guys mute and unmute your phone. I don't know if you can see that on everybody else too or not, but it's really helpful. Okay, so Nathan, just in case, just so you guys are wondering, Nathan is the recreation director, and he's in Baker Lake in Nunavut, and Baker Lake is the only community in Nunavut that is not on the ocean. And somebody once told me Baker Lake is also the geographic center of Canada, which I didn't know. So that's kind of interesting. So let's take a quick look at what promotion and recreation is all about. And I am going to be using the presentation slides. So maybe what I'll do is I will try sharing my screen so that I can show what slides I'm on. And then you guys can take a look just in case you don't have it open. So if it messes up too many people's lines, just let me know and I'll do it. I'll stop. Igor, did you have a question?
Hello, can you hear me?
I just wanted to...
Hello, can you hear me?
Nathan, just hang on one second. I'll ask you first and then come over to you.
Thank you, Carla. I just wanted to use 20 seconds and reiterate on what Nikki said about out of my comfort zone. And I think when we are out of our comfort zone, that is the right path to success. Because if we are in our comfort zone, nothing will change and we are not going to learn anything. So I just wanted to mention that.
That is great. Thank you. I really appreciate you pointing that out. And sometimes I get out of my comfort zone too with this, even though I think this is my sixth year of doing this training. So good point. And we can all learn from each other too. I think Nathan's phone must be going in and out. So if he jumps back in, then I will let him jump in. But otherwise, I'm just going to share my the slides, the presentation slides. And you guys can find these if you haven't found them already. You find them at the top of the learning event. So for every learning event that you have, I have something that looks like this at the top. So it's got the code for it. And you find it at the top of the learning, right below the sort of introductory piece of information, there's a link. And if you ever can't figure out where it is, you might not be able to see this, but I have sort of like, it's like a library. And they're all under this files.recnorth.ca is where you find everything that I link. So just a little hint if you're wondering where else to find them. So what I'd like to do then is let's just take a quick look about what promoting recreation is all about. So when I first developed this learning event, and this one I think we've been doing for about 4 years now, I was feeling really overwhelmed and totally out of my comfort zone. I found so many different ways to explain promotion. Words like marketing, advertising, there's lots of different terms out there, lots of different ways to tell you how to do it. And so I found it quite overwhelming. So I tried to look at what really is relevant to our recreation field and pull that together for you in a learning event. So I think in our field, promotion covers a range of different activities, and it's done for several different reasons. So let me just scroll through the slides here. So recreation really is a series of activities, right? So some of the range of activities that come to my mind are things like you often hear marketing and advertising. So I think of marketing is about creating an awareness of a product or service while you're also communicating why it's valuable. But advertising is a little different, and advertising is using things like notices or posters or announcements or radio ads to promote something, and you usually do that in a public way or a public place. So you can see on slide 6 here that promotion involves different activities, not just one type of activity. So we're going to think pretty broad here. We're not just thinking about advertising. And also the other thing with recreation, and that's why I asked you about the benefits of recreation, is in recreation, we also try and influence people's attitudes and motivate them to change behavior. So Raquel, you mentioned healthy people. Well, a lot of what we do is try and encourage people to participate so they are healthier, whether it's physical health or mental health. And we also have to influence their attitudes in order to change their behaviors. So some people refer to that as social marketing, so you might hear the term social marketing. But in this learning event, what I do is I capture under the term of promotion social marketing, advertising, and a number of different other activities like social media and things like that. So let's see if we've got any other information. Okay, so let's think for a moment about how promoting recreation might be similar to designing and delivering a program. So you can think about when you design a program or a special event for your organization or your community, you might start with, why am I going to do this? Who's going to come to it? And what am I going to do? So it's a little similar with promotion. We want to start with the why, the who, and the what. So some of you did activity 1 in the learning event that asked you for your top 5 reasons for doing promotion. And out of all of your responses, the top 3 that I read were to get people more involved in your program. So you got to promote. People need to know your program's going on for them to come and participate. Another top reason was to encourage healthy behaviors. And another top reason was to get people to volunteer. So depending on who you are, your organization is, or your community, some of the reasons why you do promotion might be more important than others. So we do start with this why, who, and what, and then we go to how, where, and when. So this week we're dealing with the why, who, and the what, and next week we're going to add the how, the where, and the when. So that's how the learning event is broken out. Okay, so there's different reasons, as you learned, why we want to promote recreation. And there's tons of reasons, but I try to capture them into 4 key areas. So encourage participation is one, and that's usually the most common reason why people do promotion. So you put something on social media, like I've seen lots of Elder Active posts lately, come and join our hiking program, or come and join Pilates. Things like that. So you're encouraging people to participate. Another reason you use social media is to raise your organization's profile, or you also promote to raise your profile so that other people see you, see the value in your organization or what the work is that you do. And when I say organization, I also mean like a community. So if you work for a municipality or a hamlet. Another reason why we do promotion is to influence behavior so people become healthier. So you might encourage them to take part in a walking challenge, like NWT has had their, I know they've changed the name, but Walk to Tuck, for example. And then another reason could be to promote the benefits. And we promote the benefits so that decision makers are more likely to support what we do. So once we figure out why we're going to promote, so the reason, we have to figure out who we're targeting, because you can't just like throw it out there. You have to know why you're doing something, who is going to get your message, or who your message is for. So if I go to slide 14, so I've got a few different ones, I'll just skim through these ones. But if I go to slide 14 here, you can see that I've got different groups based on the type of promotion you're doing, and they are different. So you, if you think of encouraging people to participate, you might be looking at children and youth, elders, teachers. But if you're looking at something like promoting the benefits of recreation, you might be targeting politicians, foundations, people who might give you money, community planners. So there's different target groups depending on why you're promoting. So that's it's really, really important to know who, why you're doing something, and who it's going to. So the next slide shows you that recreation, you can think of recreation a little bit like a fortune cookie. So I've introduced this concept in a couple of learning events. So I think everybody at one point in time has seen a fortune cookie where it's crunchy and bunny shape on the outside, and you break it open and there's a little message or fortune on the inside. And recreation is kind of like that in a way. So on the outside, we might see the features, like what programs you offer, the facilities you have, like we have an arena, we have a playground, those sorts of things. And people need to know about those things. But the reason why people want to take part in recreation is what's inside the cookie, not the outside. So they're there, like you said, because they want to get together with people. They want to be healthier. They want to be happier. They want to feel good about life. They want something to learn, something cultural. So the motivation to take part is what's inside the cookie. So we've got the what on the outside and the why on the inside, if that makes sense. I'm going to stop in a minute because I'm giving you a lot of information. And I've got a question coming up, but does anyone have any, if you have any questions, just put up your hand or jump in about that as a concept. Because this slide is an important slide, because it said in order to get the response you want from your promotion, you have to do two things. You have to give information, but you also have to motivate people. So you have to tug at their heart as well as tell them what they need to know in their head, if that makes sense. So when you plan your promotional approach, and you'll be doing this throughout the next 2 weeks, make sure that people are informed and motivated. So to do both those things, you can answer three what questions. And I can put these what questions in the chat so that you can read them as well. So the what questions then, as you can see coming up here, they will want to know what is your program, service, or event, and not the what, that's some information that they're going to want to know. They also want to know what is it you want them to do. Do you want them to drop in for a program, register, or volunteer? And then what will they get out of participating? So we try and motivate them to act by describing benefits like quality family time, improved health, more physical activity, more friends, things like that. So we're going to take a moment now. I'm just going to stop sharing my screen for a second here so I can see everybody's faces. We're going to take a moment and go around our circle, and we're going to share some examples of messages that inform as well as messages that motivate. So you might not have an example, and if you don't, that's okay. I've got some to share with you too, and I'll share some first. And if you've got something that comes off the top of your head, feel free to drop it in the chat, because some people are very creative. So if you think about what you do for promotion, do you use a poster? Do you use Facebook? Do you tell people when you see them? Do you send notes home to, through school? How do you do your promotion? And what is it that you tell them? So in 30 seconds or less, if you have an example, I'd like to share you to share an example of a message that informs and or one that motivates. So it could be both or just one of those things. So I'm going to pop it in here so that you can see the question. And I'll give you an example. So one that I heard a couple of years ago was, get jiggy at the family fiddle dance. So the get jiggy part is kind of the motivating part because it's about jigging. But the family fiddle dance tells you a little bit about what it, the event was. So I don't see Nathan on the call, so let's just go reverse our order. We'll try it. I know I'm putting a few people on the spot. So we're going to start with Raquel, and then go to Nikki, and then to Misha, and then to Kumanopic, Igor, Juliana, and Deanne. So if you have an idea about message that either informs or motivates, feel free to share it. And if you want to pop it in the chat, you can do that too. So over to you, Raquel. Do you have any examples?
No, it's faster.
You're fast, okay. And I think some of the examples I've seen from Elder Active is you guys are using photos of like beautiful places, and then you tell people what they're going to do in that place. So the photo might be the motivation, like to be outdoors, up at the top of this lake, on the top of a mountain, and then you're telling them, the informing part is that we're doing a hike on this day with the Yukon Conservation Society. So that would be an example of motivating. You're using pictures to tell people rather than words. That makes sense? Awesome. Nikki, how about you? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, and it's okay if you don't know. And I don't know a lot about FlintFlon, so I'm not sure exactly what you do, but do you have an example of either a message that you give to people that gives them information or motivates them, or both?
I'm still fairly new. I've only been here a year and really getting involved in like the actual programming and events part of the rec side, but I know the City of FlintFlon slogan is the water in the wild. So we really try to promote getting outside. And here with me and my coworker Kelsey as the programmer, we try, it's our own personal thing, but we try to say the family that plays together stays together. We push that out there through Facebook and posters and just word of mouth. Tell the kids, they'll tell everyone.
That's great. So you're doing two things there. You're telling people by families that play together that you are promoting family events. You might say, come out to our Halloween bonfire or something like that. So that's the information. And then the motivation is that by coming out to this event, you're building family. You're keeping your family. You're helping your family get more connected. So, and you're having fun together. So you can see how you can pull those messages out. And something like that motivational message you can use in a number of different events. You could use it for Halloween, for Christmas, for Valentine's Day, outdoors, indoors. And so you can keep the same motivational theme running through for different events. So the information might be different. So that's great. Good example. Thank you. Misha, how about yourself? Can you think of something that's either an informational message or a motivational message or a combination of the two?
Yeah, so I was like scrambling through my recycle bin because we did a like our planning thing for Klondike Culture Day, and so it was just a priority to get like ideas from the community for the event that we did a couple weekends ago. And so I think that's like more informative, but like knowing about motivation, for example, I would have been like, oh, be part of your community or something like that. So I would tug on the heartstrings. So this stuff is good to know.
That's great. Well, and food usually tugs on people's stomachs. So I think food is a good motivator. But yeah, exactly. Information that motivated them with food. Awesome, thanks. Kubanovic, nice to see your face. Do you want to, I know you said it's really windy where you are today, so things are going in and out, but do you have an idea of a message that either informs people or motivates them? And I see that you've posted in here, so you only have 3 seconds to capture people's attention. That's right. And the soup kitchen, right? So have you eaten today? So that you have a soup kitchen and it motivates people to come together. And then the information is telling them what will be served. Exactly. So, you know, motivating people through food, pulling up their stomach and their heart, but then also telling them you're educating them about healthy food by telling them we've got beef soups, broccoli salad, egg sandwiches. So you're not just like come out and have a can of Coke or anything. You're like, there's actually some healthy food here. So that would be an educational piece as well. So good example. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I hope it's not so windy that things blow around too much in your community today. Okay, let's go to Igor and then Julian and then Deanne.
Thanks, Caroline. I would like to share with the group, because actually I was working yesterday on one of our events, and tomorrow we have a movie night, and I prepared a flyer and I tried to get all the information and also to intrigue and to motivate people to attend. Because for the first time in Tulita, we are going to show a movie about the national truth, National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, and we are going to show a movie, and I believe it will be very interesting for people. And on the flyer, I put this text. I will now tell you what I put. I put, come along, bring your curiosity, and hear the stories of two residential school survivors. Every child matters. Thank you.
That's great. So that's an example of information, because you're telling them when and where and what, right? But you're also piquing their curiosity, or telling them, like, you're also kind of influencing attitudes when you say every child matters, because that's, you know, that's something that, as all Canadians, we've said that it's our responsibility to, you know, help work towards reconciliation. So that's a great community activity, but also a social activity that you're working on. So thank you, Igor. Juliana, did you want to share anything, like a message that you use to inform or one to motivate or a combination of the two?
Yes, I will use also an example of one of the youth mentorship programs that we had under the recreation department, and we were going to work with the youth, with some of the sustainable development goals from the UN, and we needed to get them like on a easier way of explaining them what that meant. So we came up just with some invitations, just asking the youth if they wanted to be part of a change in the world, but it's starting by doing something in the community. And then we got some youth to record some videos in a very simple way, explain the other youth what the sustainable development goals they meant. So trying to, if we were just inviting them for a youth mentorship conference, maybe they would not attend, but they were more curious about how they could get engagement with something different. And then during the activity we had, some other stuff. So maybe it's one of the examples.
That's great. So by letting somebody else explain in their own voice the benefits or why you might want to do something, somebody who they can relate to, that was a bit more motivating than just telling them what it was. Thanks, Juliana. And Deanne, over to you. Do you have an example of a time when you used a message that either informed or motivated or did both?
For me, there are so many examples, but I don't want to take the sports at this time. I would like to talk about one of the projects we are working at the Department of Tourism and Culture, which is the Walk With Us. And we are trying to promote about the First Nation and, you know, the culture and the land of the First Nation. That's the promotional event we're doing. So we are distributing flyers. We're going into different communities through the VIC, Visitor Information Center. And we are really trying to educate people about the First Nation and the culture and all.
So is that something you're doing through Squash?
No, this is, I'm working for Department of Tourism and Culture.
That's great. So yeah, definitely some informational pieces around events and activities, but also motivating and trying to influence attitudes and changes in thinking and things like that. That's great. Thank you. And there is a lot of overlap, I think some of you might find, between what we sometimes do in recreation and what we do in tourism. So sometimes tourism considers recreation to be tourism when we get visitors to our community. And I think Nathan wasn't able to rejoin the call, so maybe it didn't work out for him. So a couple of other ones that I've heard over the years, this one's an interesting one, I'll pop it in the chat so you can read it. It's less money, more friends. So somebody shared that once, and it took me a little bit to think it through, but it was like, this doesn't cost very much. So you don't have to spend much money on this recreation event, but you make lots more friends. So, and another one, you might have seen this one. This one's more from a fitness perspective. For those of you who have a fitness background, but it's use it or lose it. So that's something else that we've heard sometimes. Doesn't always mean something to different people. And then another one that's motivating that sometimes I've heard too is be a hero, you can make a difference. So there's, when you inform and motivate, your messages, you want to keep them short and simple. You don't want them to be too long. You want to share details about the program. You want to tell people what you want them to do and then tell them why. So get at those heartstrings, open up the fortune cookie for them. So let's wrap up this first part of our conference call. We've got about 12 minutes left. As I mentioned, I have added an hour to these conference calls. It's not, you don't have to stay on. I know people have very busy lives, but it's completely optional. If you want to stay on and chat some more, ask me a question, figure out what I'm expecting from your required learning activity. That's what the second hour is for, so again, totally optional. But to wrap up our call, I just want to take a moment and ask you to reflect on your, how you think about promoting recreation and what we do for promotion. And so I'm going to reverse the order again here. So we do go back and forth, and then each time I'll use a different order. So here's the question coming. So given what you've learned so far in this learning event, and I know we just started out, so you might not have a lot, and that's okay. And you might say, well, nothing just yet, I haven't figured it out. But based on what you've learned in our call today, do you think you've changed how you're thinking about promoting recreation at all? Is there something you might do differently now that you might not have done before? And what would that be? So let's go in, the order is going to go from Deanne to Juliana to Igor to Kumanovic, Nisha, Nikki, Rick, and Raquel. So Deanne, has your perspective shifted? Is there something that you might do differently in your promotional activities after today's conversation? Okay, and I think Deanne might have popped out for a second. So how about Juliana? Has your perspective shifted? Is there something you might do differently, or are you pretty comfortable with how you're doing promotional activities?
No, I think
it's always good. It's always improving the way that, that I look at what I'm doing.
Okay, so you're pretty happy with how you're doing the promotions then?
No, I mean, it's being part and listening to what everybody's doing and being in the course is always adding up more information and different ways of doing. So, yes, I will keep improving. I'm not at 100%. I'm getting from what we got from the course, and there are ways to improve the promotion.
Great. So you're contemplating on other ways that you could improve on what you're already doing.
Yes.
Thanks. Over to you, Igor. Has your perspective shifted, or are you pretty comfortable with how you practice and see it?
Yes, I would say so far this is eye-opening, and I would definitely pay more attention to motivate people in the future because I thought that's important, but you can sometimes skip it, and I'm realizing now that it's so important, and I will put for sure greater accent to that motivation because when people believe why, when people believe what you believe, I think that is the recipe for success. Thanks.
Thank you. And really, people believe things that have meaning, right? And people get a lot of information in their lives, but sometimes we're looking for meaning. So we're looking for something that's a little deeper. We're looking for a cultural connection, a social connection, connection to our physical health. And so when we can convey those messages to people, we've got a better captive audience, somebody who believes in what you're doing more so than somebody who just knows what you're doing. So thanks for that. That's a really good point. Before I go to Kumanopic and then Nisa, Nikki, Rick, and Raquel, I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you've had a chance to watch the TED Talk that I linked for you. Let's see if I can put the... This is the link for it. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, it's super interesting because he talks about this golden circle and he talks about why Apple and Apple products are so successful. And it's not because they tell you what is good about an Apple product, it's because they tell you why you need an Apple product. So if you can think about that for recreation, why you need to come to my skating program, why you need to come to our soup kitchen, why you need to come to our family events. That's really where you're getting to people. So it is a good TED Talk if you haven't had a chance to see it yet. So Kumanopic, what any thoughts from you? You can pop in the chat or you can mention, has your perspective on promotion changed? Do you think you might do something differently?
Oh, yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I wrote it down, so here it is. There are definitely things I want to change in my approach to promotion, and the changes I would love to approach to is how Simon Sinek said on his TED Talk, saying people do not buy what you do, people buy why you do.
That's great. Thank you very much for sharing that. It really makes a difference, eh? I'm glad you enjoyed watching that. Thanks. Good point. Okay, Nisha, over to you. You know, has your perspective shifted? Is there something you might do differently or consider doing?
Yeah. I think after this, I really want to use the kind of the attractive punchlines to get people motivated to come. I also brought like this example for the culture day. We put like free event, everyone is invited, we put bring your friends and family, and maybe it would have been better to be like bring your family and see your friends or something like that, just to kind of change it so that it's not so dry. Yeah. So this has been just added having the motivation thing in our posters, I think would be beneficial.
That's great. Thanks. I'm glad. And it's fun to play around with because I don't know if, as Juliana said, you ever quite get it right, but it's a fun experience trying to think of different ways and be creative and really get it what's meaningful to people in their heartstrings rather than their head.
I'm going to, like, we're going to develop, like, a list of demands, and it's like, oh, I don't know what to put down.
Yeah, and if you could do like what Nikki, hopefully I'm not jumping in on what Nikki is going to say next, but you were talking about water and wild, right? So, you know, like if you have that type of theming for your community, for your organization, for you, your municipality, your hamlet, and then you build everything from there, that's kind of really neat. So good idea, thanks. So Nikki, not to take any words to your mouth, right? But what do you think about promoting recreation? Has your perspective changed? Is there something you might do differently?
I actually really liked what Igor and Nisha said, you know, how to motivate them with things like what you feel is important, and it makes a huge difference to like make them believe in whatever you're promoting, as well as I'm big on humor. So I really want to work on my catch lines and punch phrases, and I'm going to make a list just like Nisha.
That's great. And the other thing is, too, and you'll learn this next week, when you have that list and you keep using, you know, maybe the same four or five taglines or lines, that's branding as well. So people start to recognize you when they hear that. Like, if you think of Nike and Just Do It, like, how many people around the world recognize that line from Nike, right? So, you know, it's really great to have those taglines and to use them in everything that you do. So, thanks for sharing that, Nikki. Raquel, over to you. Is there something that has changed in your perspective on promoting recreation, or something you might choose to do differently?
Well, now I became more aware of the motivating factor, so I'm going to look into creating some more ways to motivate our members to participate into our activities and incorporate that.
That's great. And when you're working with a certain group, like, you know, Raquel, you're working with elders and seniors, and you have to figure out there's probably some things that are motivating them differently than what might motivate the children and the youth that Monophic is working with in Iqaluit, right? So, you know, different ages, different groups of people might respond to different things. You know, like I can imagine my mom, who's 87, would respond to, hey, come out and listen to the loud music, or, you know, or move your body on. So, you know, you can come up with those lines, keeping in mind who. So it's the why, the who, and the what. So that wraps up our call for today. I'm going to stop the recording in just a moment. As I mentioned, feel free to stay on if you want to. What I'll do with the calls is we'll sort of take a 5-minute break, and I'll just turn my camera off for those 5 minutes, and then I'll be back on the call. And that way, if anyone has questions, you want to ask me anything. If you have a really short question, you can ask me right away. But if you'd like to work through a required learning activity or do anything else, I'm here to provide that support too. So I will, to wrap up the call, tell you about the required learning activity for this week. So it's listed under week one as number 3. And when you click, actually I'll share my screen and then you guys can see this. So you can see I'm in the learning events right here, PM 101 Promote Recreation. Here's the link to the presentation slides that I was talking about. And I have the TED Talk highlighted. So we've worked through the conference call. As you go through the learning events, you can actually click these mark as done, and then it'll let you know if you've completed everything or not. Excuse me. But the RLA stands for Required Learning Activities. So the things that you need to do to earn credit for the learning events and earn your certificate are the required learning activities. So all of these have like a link, so when I click on it, it opens a new page. And what it asks you to do is to choose a campaign from any of these ones listed below, or choose something that you know, because I guess, you know, like these campaigns are ones that people are pretty familiar with, and it's really cool to find new ones. So if you know of a new type of campaign that's out there, the Move More Now is a really neat organization. I really like that one. June is Parks and Recreation Month is another one. Healthy by Nature is from British Columbia. There's Saskatchewan in Motion. Everything Gets Better is a participation one. So you can choose one of those or choose something else. And then just tell us what you chose. What does it influence? What's it trying to get you to do? Is it trying to get you to eat better, like what the dietitian one might do, or get out in nature, like Healthy by Nature? Like, what's it trying to get you to do? And who is it targeting? And then share a message from that campaign of a message that informs and a message that motivates. And it can be two different messages or the same message. And then just think about, is this campaign even relevant in my community? So you guys are, apart from whiteboards, you're all in small communities. Is the participation, Everything Gets Better, really relevant in our small communities? It might not be. So it's okay, but learning from big campaigns sometimes lets you do things in your community that are more relevant. And then when you figure that out, what you can do is you just click Add a Discussion Topic, and you can put it in, it opens a box with a subject line like this, and a message, and then you can post it. And if you need any help with doing that, let me know. But I'm looking forward to reading them. And then please read what other people have wrote, especially if people are choosing ones that are different to yours. So I would like to say Masi Cho, Kwana, merci, Nakum. Am I saying it right? Kumanokit Nakumik. My pronunciation of the Nakusik isn't very good. So thank you in the languages that you use. And feel free to stay on the call if you'd like. Otherwise, I'm looking forward to reading your required learning activity and talking to you next week.